Brooke Flathers with us on the pregame. Riverside volleyball coach and the Lady Dogs moving on to the regional semifinals with their win over Boyer Valley. They'll take on a Tri-Center squad that they've seen a couple of times already. Coach, what are some of the things you've learned about Tri-Center in your previous matchups?
They're a good team. Amy does a great job of putting their team together every year. We're just going to take care of what we can control on our side and keep doing what we know how to do, and we're going to scrap and come out swinging.
You guys haven't lost since the last time you've seen them. What's really been going well for your team over the last week or so here?
The girls have just dug in. We've kind of, people have commented on that too, just in passing at school or in the community, and we've just kind of hit a turning point in the season. We're playing a much better game than we were at the beginning of the season. The girls are just really bought in right now, and we're ready to grind it out and see what we can do.
You've talked this season, and correct me if I butcher the phrase, but making big dog plays. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, we're really trying to change mentality here. And we talk about being the big dog all the time. That mentality, just embracing the pressure and thriving in those key moments when we need to put a ball down, never giving up or backing down from a fight and being the big dog no matter what's happening. So,
and Boyer Valley was a team that you had seen earlier in the season, and obviously you're able to come out and play a lot better when you met them in the postseason. What was the difference in your win last round?
Our hitters did a good job of finding holes in the defense. That was definitely a big key contributor to our win over them this last week. And defensively, we've tried some different things. We've done a lot of defensive work in practice, and our kids just aren't letting balls drop.
Ayla Richardson reached a big milestone and just a freshman with over 500 assists. Pretty remarkable. And talk about her development throughout the course of the season. Obviously, she's had a great year.
Yeah, it was really exciting for her to reach that milestone. I mean, not only is she a freshman, but we ran a 6-2 for the first part of our season, too. So for her to reach that amount of assists this year is pretty incredible. And then when you also consider that she's never set before this year, she came in this summer and she just has good hands and athletic ability, that we were going to put her in that spot and see what she could do. And she's thrived because she's committed to it. She's ready to work.
Was that pretty easy to identify that she'd be a candidate with the skill set to set, or how did that come about to move her there?
We lost Kenna after last year, and so we're trying to figure out who could kind of fit into that role. We looked at a few different people to possibly take over the setter role. Her and Veronica Andrushishin started the year sharing the setting role, and I mean, she's just a kid who works hard and commits to what's being expected of her in practice, and she's done a great job.
About what point in the season was it when you switched away from that 6-2, and what were kind of the circumstances that led you to believe that you'd be better off with something else?
So actually our hand was a little forced in switching. Mac Olmsted Mitchell, she was one of our top hitters all season long. She went down with an ACL tear and partial MCL tear in our first meeting with Tri-Center early on in that first set. So we just kind of reevaluated where we needed to have kids to give us the best opportunity postseason. And Veronica hitting full-time and Ayla setting full-time, that was the way we went with things statistically and what we'd seen. So it's been working for us, so we're going to keep pushing.
Yeah, it's been working for sure. Veronica with over 300 kills on the season. How would you describe her style of play and her strengths?
She's definitely committed to putting the ball down. She's a kid that goes up when she hits, and she's looking for that kill shot. She's looking to make a play on every ball.
Izzy Blummel gives you another option at the net with over 200 kills. And what are some of the things, that the way she helps the team?
Izzy's a great leader. She leads by example, not necessarily, commanding things or demanding things from her team. She just does her job at all times. She's, as far as hitting goes, she has a mixed bag of different shots she can make, and it really helps her. If they're digging her hits, she's going to find a spot to tip to, or vice versa.
You talked about the defense being scrappy and just kind of picking it up, and Maddie Baldwin leads you in digs with 290, but Andrusen and Blummel and Carly Henderson have all been important in that. Who are some of the leaders when it comes to just really refusing to let that ball drop?
Yeah, I mean, you named them. We get other kids on off-block defense. Sophie Taylor and Alyssa have scrapped in the front row to dig up some balls. Ellie Henderson and Ayla also contribute to that. Maddie's definitely our leader in the back row. She takes command of it. We'll be rallying for 45 seconds or so in a tough match, and she's never stopped talking. She's always talking to our defense and our hitters about what's going on, and she's definitely a key contributor vocally and physically on defense. She does a great job.
How big of a strength has your serving been, and are you happy with your numbers? I mean, are you looking for more aces? Are you looking for a better percentage? What do you want to accomplish behind the line?
Serving has been up and down for us all season. I laugh because we'll put up a 92% efficiency with 11 aces one night, and then we'll miss three or four serves in one set. And we just talk about we've got to take care of that first ball, and then we'll attack on the next.
Riverside head volleyball coach Brooke Flathers joining us, back with more on the pregame coverage right after this on 96.5 KSOM.